Welcome to Shane Does a Segment, Austin's favorite old bit.
Is my favorite one.
He definitely loves it when I prepare a little bit.
I do.
And you really love online quizzes. So,
No.
would you rather have 100 duck-sized elephants or one elephant-sized duck?
The elephant-sized duck, for sure.
Would you rather listen to an annoying laugh for a whole day or get tickled for 1 hour?
Where am I being tickled?
That's a great question.
Is it your most ticklish spot?
I think so. So you're gonna get tickled on your taint, dude.
No joke. It's my butt, dude.
You got a tickly butt?
Yes.
That's good to know. I'm gonna save that for when I
The
need it.
annoying laugh.
You wouldn't get tickled on the butt for an hour, but you'd listen to an annoying laugh for 24.
There's a lot of people I know that have annoying laughs now.
Me. You.
You, Hillary, Trump.
Hillary.
Who else?
I think play the theme song.
Text me when you said come up with something we disagree on, and I said, all right dude, I'll come up with the joke one, I'll come up with the serious one. Well, I couldn't come up with a joke one, so I've only got a serious one. And like between the two of us, it's like me, like I love black people, and you
We're not doing this.
this is fun for me, dude.
We're not
And me
doing this.
only.
We're not doing this.
This is a new season, dude.
You're just trying to be edgy, and you're trying to get on Kill Tony. You just want
It's
to
the
be
only
edgy
place.
humor.
I can't help it, dude. It's the only place that makes sense to me in this world, dude.
Is the set of Kill Tony?
It's the mothership
That's
on Monday
what.
evenings when they're doing the show.
You guys ready to have the best fucking night of your lives?
I like that, though.
I do too.
So what's the deal, man? What you been up to?
I found out recently that you can train crows, just wild crows.
Yeah.
How dope would it be if you just like trained a fleet of them, like a family of crows?
Yeah.
And then you can make everyone in your neighborhood think you're a wizard because you could just summon crows whenever you need them and they got your back. Like they're ride or die. Like once they start bringing you shiny shit, if they see that you're getting attacked, they'll like run up on somebody and start pecking them.
There was a story on Smosh Reddit this week, actually, where this dude was like, I accidentally made a bunch of crows my friends and now they're attacking people. And like, so this dude befriended a bunch of crows by giving them gifts and they would like come around his house. And he said his neighbor like came up to his house and this woman started swooping on him. They started swooping on this lady.
That's insane.
Yeah, I would love to have an army of crows. I think there's a lot I could get done, dude. Specifically, like working a side job right now. If I had a bunch of crows around, dude, I could have them getting me stuff. Hey, run and get this hammer. Hey.
Yeah, like a Cinderella situation. You got a bunch
Yeah,
of
but
critters.
more like Bob the Builder, but with just me and crows.
Me and crows, dude. That's my
Just me and a
favorite band
bunch of
from the
crows.
90s. It's me and
Yeah.
crows.
Well,
They're on the Shrek's.
that's what counting crows was.
Yeah, they were counting how many crows they befriended.
Yeah. I have a long historical record of doing that kind of thing. What were you gonna say about the Shrek soundtrack?
They were on it. Counting Crows is on the Shrek soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
But I did get sent a TikTok from friend of the show Greg Bain.
Shout it out.
So you knew that Farley was going to be Shrek before Mike Myers, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that he only had 5 days left?
Really?
Yeah. When he died, there was only 5 days left.
So
And his brother.
So he's got what, like 70 or 80% of the movie recorded?
Probably more than that.
That's
probably,
crazy.
Yeah. So they were going to get Mike to do it, his brother. And he was too sad. So he couldn't do it.
Too
and
sad.
So they
couldn't
got
be Shrek.
Yeah, so they got Mike Myers to do it.
Right choice, by the way.
Yeah, I love Farley, but he was just doing his voice.
If you watch like the storyboards,
yeah,
it ain't right, dude.
Yeah, and I just feel like it would be. I don't think it. First of all, it wouldn't be a franchise. It would
the
be
accent
one and done.
Makes it.
Yeah, the accent definitely makes it, and that's such a Mike Myers ass thing to do.
Yeah.
It's just give, like, because you're not going to tell Mike Myers, just be you in this one. Because I don't think he's done a movie where he's been him.
What about to the Axe Murderer movie?
Yeah, because he is actually an axe murderer in real life.
Well, he's the one that married the axe murderer in the movie.
Right, but it was like a Parent Trap situation, dude. There were twins.
We are both the axe murderers.
And I'm Annie and this is Hallie.
What a coincidence that they both married an axe murderer. And that they were twins.
And they also like to dip their Oreos in peanut butter. What a wild concept.
Weird. They got that butler. The butler and the nanny make the movie, dude, to be honest.
Martin and Chessie.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely do.
Best part of the movie.
Yeah, I love when Martin just walks into the hotel room in a Speedo, and she's like, Martin, what are you doing? Going for a dip, madam. It's so good. I love it. I know that movie backwards and front. We had a VHS copy of it, and my sister loved it, and we watched it over and over again.
I've watched it a lot more now that I've been married to Alyssa. She loves it. I was indifferent on it. But I do like it now.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that the couch in the living room in the Napa house when he's like walking around with a bowl of chili doesn't look like the most comfortable couch you've ever fucking seen in your life. And they never sit on it.
That whole movie's beautiful. The house
it's
in
gorgeous.
The Napa Valley is beautiful. The loft in London is beautiful.
But it's that same lady that makes all the rom-coms that did it.
Oh, Shonda Pierce.
Yeah, Shonda Pierce.
From Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, Girls Night Out, Shonda Pierce. The girls are back in town.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy's Shonda's Pierce.
I started watching, I caught a clip of Grey's Anatomy the other day, and Alyssa's like, it was the episode, listen, I know people love this show, but there was an episode where there's a mass shooting and I was watching it and Alyssa's like, oh, are you paying attention? I'm like, I just like watching all these people die, dude. Like, I hate all these doctors. Shoot them all, dude. Like,
that's terrible, but so funny at the same
time.
It's
terrible, but Grey's Anatomy is a terrible show. And if you think it's good, dude, you're wrong.
I'll tell you right now, I will never watch it. It seems like a chore.
Yeah, it is, dude.
It's an undertaking. First of all, there's like a million seasons. It's been on the air for a millennia. And there's only so much fucking two doctors can do in 20 years, dude.
You'd be surprised, dog.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about Grey or her anatomy.
They're up on the table.
You've seen them, right? You've seen a few episodes.
That's Grey's Anatomy in a nutshell. And then people die in really weird ways.
Yeah. And then they fuck about it because they're sad.
I'd say it's good. I don't know.
One out of every 10.
After Lexi and Mark die, spoilers.
So you've seen Grey's, like Alyssa's made you watch it.
I've watched most of it up until season 12, and that's after Derek dies, and I just didn't care after that. Yeah.
You're out. You're a big Derek guy.
Well, no.
Is Patrick Dimsum still in it?
That's Derek.
Derek. Oh, they killed off Derek. I'd be out on that at that point too.
So here's how it happens, right? He's in this car wreck, and he's saving on the mountain. There's no cell phone service. Everybody's really far away.
Right.
And he was part of the reason for the accident, but there were other people that really got hurt. He saves the lives of like three different people that are there, get them in the ambulance. They pull away. And then for some reason, dude, now this is prime Shonda Pierce, grade A writing, dude. As soon as they get a pull away in the ambulance, Derek calls Meredith, "I'm good, babe," and then turns around and gets hit by a semi truck. Now, in real life, if there is a car accident, that road is blocked off. There's no one on that road. There's no way for that to even happen. And I'm sure it's happened in the past. You know what I mean? Like, it's happened once, but it's like, nah, dude, it's just lazy writing. And then none of the characters have any good qualities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Back to what we're talking about. It's Nancy Myers. So she made like The Holiday and Father of the Bride and Parent Trap. That's why it looks a certain way. And they both have insane jobs. Because that's like Nancy Myers is a reason for that trope that I mentioned in my own vows at my wedding.
Right.
Like she's the real estate porn, the incredible jobs that nobody has.
Yeah.
Great costuming. Like you said, it's a beautiful movie, and every shot looks awesome.
Well, here's the thing about that though. Like, there are people that have those jobs and have those lives. None of them are relatable. None of them are down to earth.
They're not cool.
They're not cool. They're not people you want to hang out with.
They're not Dennis Quaid.
With a
bowl full of chili. Dennis Quaid with a bowl full of chili, dude.
Who's the mom? It's not Meg Ryan.
No, it was Liam Neeson's wife.
Oh yeah, that makes me know.
She passed away. I can't remember her name. She died in a skiing accident.
That's a way to go.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather that opposed to anything else, I guess.
Yeah. I think she like landed on her head and broke her neck.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, now that I brought the room down. Do you want to talk about the dip you're eating right now, dude?
I would. But first, we'll be right back.
I didn't know they was gay.
And we're back. Welcome to Nice Boys Talk About Nancy Myers and Dip.
What's up? I went to Kroger yesterday. And Alyssa wasn't feeling well, so I got some stuff, and I was, like, looking at dips. She likes dips. And they have a Gruyere and caramelized onion dip, and I was like, yeah, let me try that, dude. And it's exactly what you think it is. It's incredible.
Have you almost – how much of that have you polished off? Are you, almost there?
Between last – I mean, we've barely had it 24 hours, and I'm sure we're almost done with it between the both of us.
Yeah. Dude, I love caramelized onions so much. And I love cheese.
Put them on anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And like as Americans, we make fun of the French a lot.
And we'll continue to.
We're never going to stop. But they got it figured out, dude. They just eat butter, cheese, and bread like all the fucking time.
Yeah, we went to Epcot and I had to order the stuff in the bakery. And those people were speaking actual French. And I was like, listen, I've worked a lot of fast food.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at deciphering, you know, like broken English, you know, coming from like Spanish speaking people or, you know, and so like, I'm pretty good at deciphering that kind of thing. I was lost with the French, dude. I could not
understand it.
It was tough for me.
I worked with this French guy at a Jedi Training Academy, and he'd be like, "Hello, younglings." And like when he was talking to the kids and we're supposed to say like, "Hi, younglings, we're going to get y'all." Blah, 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 blah. But like, yeah. And all the ladies loved him, dude.
They loved him, dude.
They loved him so much. He was so sweet.
How come there's not French people in Star Wars, dude?
That's a great question. Well, I think that. No, I'm not going to make that joke.
I think that Admiral Akbar is French.
I was going to say that Jar Jar's for sure Haitian.
Misa.
But also, guys, we're just joking.
We're just joking. But there are no French people in Star Wars.
There are no French people in Star Wars. You know what? Like, we, this actually brings me to a perfect segue to something that I wrote down for the pod.
Okay.
We make fun of French for being gay.
Yeah, because they are.
Some of them.
Most of them.
Yeah, anybody who smokes cigarettes.
I would just say, and I'm not generalizing, I'm just saying based off what I know, France as a country, pretty gay.
God, dude. So Italy was unified in 1861 and wasn't considered an actual country until 1946.
Wow.
So Italy is not real.
Are we talking about the boot?
We're talking about the damn boot.
Okay. Wait, so what? Tell me the gimmick again.
So, like, Italy wasn't unified as a country until 1861.
Got it.
So they were all like separate little villages. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. And then 1861, they're unified. They, now, what happened in the 90s? 19.
In 1946, that's when they actually became a country after World War.
After the World War.
Yeah.
The second one.
WW2, the big one.
Interesting. Why'd you write that down?
I just wanted to talk about how, like, Italy is not, like, Italians love Italy so much, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, way too much because they haven't been a country for long enough to love that hard.
Heard. I see what you're saying.
You get what I mean?
And I'll say this. I was talking to somebody recently. I do not want to travel outside of the country. And I'm
why not?
Well, I've heard
not even that, like, the Bahamas?
I've heard that other countries around the world just don't do pizza good. And I'm not willing to go somewhere where there's
where you
not
can't get a good slice.
When I can't get some good za whenever yeah, I freaking need it, dude.
Yeah, because like Italy has been trying to out Pizza the Hut for since at least 1846. Dude.
And they're not yes, it's at least 1846. It's at least before they became a country. And yeah. They're not even as good as Little Caesars, dude.
I don't know though, but back to it, I'd love to go to France and just eat a bunch of fucking bread and cheese and
now
butter.
That's a great point. I've just heard like from people that have traveled outside the country that like pizza, like American pizza is the best pizza and like they just do it different in other countries and like America has like taken pizza and perfected it essentially.
I would still like to try like an authentic pie.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. Like, go to Sicily and try Sicilian style.
Well, yeah, I'd like to get, like, a French silk pie, but, like, chocolate, you know, but I don't think Italy. And you know how I feel about pasta, dude.
You love pasta.
That's something we disagree on for real. I really can't stand pasta.
You don't like pasta?
You know this.
I thought you just didn't like ramen noodles.
I don't really, I will choose anything else over a pasta dish.
Yeah, that is true. I guess I haven't really, like we've talked about it, but I guess I never really took it seriously. Because I am the opposite. Oh my God, do I love pasta.
It's fine.
I'll eat it any way you got it, dude.
I've had a burger where it's been like, this is one of the best burgers I've ever had. I've had a burrito. I've had, you know, pizza. I've multiple things, different types of food where it's like, man, this is incredible. I would want this again. I've never had pasta like that where it's like, dude, this pasta is the best.
Have you ever been to a place that's making it all fresh and stuff?
Yeah, there's a restaurant in town. One of the only good food places Knoxville has. It's like an authentic Italian restaurant. It's good. You know what I mean?
But it's not blowing your pants off.
But if I didn't eat there again, I would miss it, I don't think. I would miss their salad and their bread more than I would miss the pasta itself. Yeah.
See, I love fresh pasta though, and I love a scratch made sauce, and that just sounds like a blast to me.
We went to Noodles and Company the other night.
Oh, fuck Noodles and Company, dude. You know I got Twitter beef with them.
Why?
I've always hated Noodles and Company. I feel like it's weak as shit. It's like their mac and cheese is so bad, dude.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had the Wisconsin mac with steak.
It wasn't good.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Alyssa makes a pretty good pasta. I like her pasta she makes here, but like, once again, I don't think there's a pasta that I've had at a restaurant that isn't the exact same as one that I make at home.
I'll tell you, I had a pasta dish on the Disney Wish.
Yeah.
It was like a baking cream sauce on like these really wide noodles.
Sounds good.
It was almost like cacio e pepe.
Okay.
Or like a carbonara.
Okay.
And dude, it blew my socks off. First of all, the pasta texture was perfect. The sauce was made from scratch and seasoned to perfection.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to add anything to it. It was delicious. And that was my third entree of the night,
by the way. That's crazy, dude.
But when you're on a cruise ship, you can just get everything and try a little bit of everything.
And that's a way to... Oh, something we wanted to do while we were there might be like a Sunday evening thing is go to that... Like a trailer park for food trucks or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, in Kissimmee?
Yeah.
All right. We can do that.
You don't like it?
No, it sucks.
Why does it suck?
It's always so fucking crowded.
Oh,
and
is
like
that what it is?
Every truck has a line all the time.
We was thinking about buying something from all 77 trucks and...
Well, we're going to Epcot. You could go and try everything at the festival.
I could try everything at the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, we're going to go see Plain White Tees, dude. We're going to have a good time.
We're going to see the Plain White Trees. I'm going to see that French Rat, and I'm going to ride that ride, dude.
We're going to ride the French Rat ride. We're going to definitely do Mexico 16 times.
Yeah, we have to. We didn't get to do it last time.
We did it last time.
We didn't. We did it at your wedding. Last time we didn't.
Oh, last time we didn't do it.
Because you couldn't breathe at Epcot last time that we went.
What happened last time?
It was during the big one. It was during Food and Wine, remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was just mega crowded.
Yeah. It was elbows to assholes over there.
Yeah, it was.
It might be pretty crowded.
Not this time.
It's going to be spring break in some places.
I was looking at a thing that said it would be like normal, not like overcrowded.
Yeah, it won't be December, and it won't be
right
marathon weekend. It won't be Epcot on a Saturday because we're not going on Saturday.
That's right, dude. And I can handle that, but just like the Food and Wine Fest, like that was just that was crazy.
Especially when the sun went down, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Because everybody goes there for dinner, and they stay for fireworks and eat a bunch of snacks around the world.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. I mean, that's a good move. But
it is a good move, for sure. But it sucks for the people that want to ride Mexico at 7:30 at night.
Us, dude.
Me, bro.
We want to ride the Pollo Brothers.
The Chicken Brothers. Oh, man. You can follow me on all forms of social media at Shane is Rad. You can follow the podcast at Nice Boys Podcast. Follow Austin Jones at Colonel Austin Jones on Instagram. Our theme song is Outrageous off the EP Zang by the band Dog Cops. Please send nudes to Dog Cops. Show them your naked heinies. Thank you.
No, I don't need to tell you. Just listen to me. We'll be right back.
Pokemon. Dab it!